The most damaging carb on planet Earth is not sugar. In fact, in a lot of situations, it's advertised as, oh, zero sugar, so it's healthy. Here's the big problem. It's in 60% of our foods without our awareness. And I'm just going to tell you what it is. Maltodextrin, which is classified not as a sugar, but it acts more like a sugar than sugar acts like sugar. Let's just take a look at an apple. On the glycemic index, it's 36. Table sugar is 65. Glucose is 100. Maltodextrin on the glycemic index, this is the index that actually shows how fast your blood sugar spikes, starts at 136 and go up to 180. So this is very, very, very weird, and it got my attention, so I did a deep dive into it. I'm going to share some fascinating information. It's not classified as a sugar because a sugar has one or two sugar units, so they can call that a sugar. But here's the thing. When you have a third sugar unit, okay, maybe up to 17 sugar units, it's no longer called sugar. It's called a complex carbohydrate, aka starch. Okay, so this is what a starch looks like. It's made out of sugar. It's not called sugar. It can actually be classified as zero sugar, but it really is sugar. It instantly turns into sugar, but it'll start to spike the blood sugar super fast. And so maltodextrin goes through a whole chemical process. They start with cornstarch, and then they add enzymes and acids and other chemicals to make maltodextrin. It's an infant formula, protein shakes, weight gain formulas, but the blood sugar spike is just one tiny little bad thing it does, okay? It does a lot of other bad things, which I'm going to get into, but I first want to clarify a couple cousins of maltodextrin. Typically, you have regular starch, corn or potato or rice. But then when we get into industrial starches, what they do is they add a bunch of chemicals and heat and enzymes to manipulate it, to turn it into something completely different than natural starch that you would get out of the garden. But it's basically used as a filler and something to bulk up a product. So when we get into corn syrup solids, it's basically maltodextrin that's cut into smaller little chunks, okay? That's basically what corn syrup solids are, or corn syrup. So instead of having these longer units of glucose, they just cut it down so it fits into the sugar category as corn syrup or corn syrup solids. When we get into modified food starch, when they use the word modified, they're using more chemicals to break it down versus enzymes and acids. So modified means it's broken down with chemicals. But when you read the back of the label and you see maltodextrin, modified food starch, modified corn starch, tapioca starch, it creates a very, very similar effect to this right here. And then you have something else called resistant maltodextrin. It's basically a startup with maltodextrin, and then they process it more, and then they make these bonds so damaged that they then don't break down, and then they resist breaking down in your body, and so they apparently don't spike your blood sugar. But there's more to the story. I'm going to talk more about this in just a little bit. So a lot of people ask me, what supplements do I recommend? Now, of course, I'm not biased of my own high-quality supplement line, but if you go to Amazon and type Dr. Berg supplements, you'll find more information. And the reason I'm doing this video is because it's in so many different places. You need to be aware of it, and you need to make sure you don't consume it. There actually is a home test to determine if you have maltodextrin in one of your products. I will show you how to do that test at the end of this presentation. I was in the grocery store last week looking for this ingredient. It's in a lot of the sugar-free drink mixes. It's in a lot of the protein powders. It's in a lot of those little protein bars, in electrolyte powders. It's fillers in medications. It's in salad dressings. It's in instant soups. It's in seasoning packets. So what does it do in addition to spiking your blood sugar and creating a fatty liver and making you gain weight? It destroys the gut mucus layer deep inside your intestines. This is where you have these trillions of friendly bacteria and unfriendly bacteria as well in your gut. The Cleveland Clinic studied what happens when you feed animals maltodextrin. What they found is that maltodextrin causes your body to produce much less mucus. The wall gets thinner. And when the wall thins, the bacteria on the outside starts moving towards the inside. They call that microbial encroachment. There's a strain of E. coli that keeps showing up with people with Crohn's disease. There was a study from Cleveland Clinic that showed that maltodextrin flips the genetic switch, telling bacteria to grow these little tiny arm-like structures called pili that can grab onto your gut wall, and then they build a protective fortress under the radar so your immune system can't find them. Glucose doesn't encourage that. Maltodextrin does. In one study, I found that maltodextrin supports the growth of salmonella colonization. So here you are, you're eating food. You don't even know you're eating maltodextrin. It's in the food supply, and you're wondering, why do I have this inflammation in my gut? And they found it doesn't take large amounts. It could be small amounts consistently consumed on a regular basis. Yet this whole time, it's generally recognized as safe. It's called GRAS. That's a loophole where the industry gets to tell you that it's safe without really doing independent studies. When you consume a lot of sugar or refined carbohydrates, maltodextrin, you eat up your B1 reserve big time. Our body at any one time only really stores 25 to 30 milligrams of B1. So every time you're consuming either glucose or maltodextrin, you're using up your B1. You run out of B1, it no longer produces energy. This is where the machine, the engine, starts to bog down. You start to have problems. You're gonna feel like you can't relax. Your tolerance for stress is gonna be lower. You may even have restless legs at night. In many states, the US paramedics require a protocol of giving a person 100 milligrams of B1 before administering glucose to any patient suspected of being malnourished. 100 milligrams, okay? The RDAs are 1.2 milligrams. Or 1.5 milligrams, it's a joke. This is why most diabetics are suffering severely from a B1 deficiency in the peripheral part of their body, especially their toes. This is why they get peripheral neuropathy. The antidote to peripheral neuropathy is higher doses of B1. And I recommend the fat-soluble B1 called benfotiamine, okay? You take that, and that can penetrate through the myelin, which is a fat layer around your nerves, to help heal that. It's the only thing I know that can heal it. A lack of B1 can create problems with your heartbeat. It can affect your breathing, blood pressure, definitely anxiety, and definitely gut problems. So check this out. You have this root cause that's affecting this, that's giving you all these symptoms. And then you can imagine how many different medications a person will be on to treat the symptoms down here without even addressing the root cause. But I think a really good way to detect if someone's deficient in B1 is nervous anxiety, and just the fact that they feel like they have air hunger. They just can't get enough air. They need thiamine. I want to come back to this resistant maltodextrin. They say it's safe. It's totally fine to have it. In fact, they put it in something called Fibrosol 2. This is manufactured by a Japanese company. All of the studies were beneficial. They showed no problems. And of course, all of the studies were funded by the Japanese company, who were partnering with this other big ag company. Coincidentally, the FDA classified it as a fiber. So the company that's selling it actually did the research. I didn't see any independent research at all, zero. And no one tested consuming this with this at the same time. Because in our foods, we have multiple ingredients. We don't just consume one thing. Okay, I think this video was very, very important to increase your awareness of industrial starch, okay, right here. The simple thing is to start reading ingredients and start looking for if it has maltodextrin, if it has modified food starch. Don't just go by, oh, it's no sugar. All right, I'm gonna show you an experiment. This test is to determine if there are carbohydrates in your supplements or even your food. Going to focus on maltodextrin because that's the hidden carb, which is really a sugar. If you combine iodine with the starch, it turns the color blue. Now, if we take just normal water, okay, I'm just going to take water. We just take a drop or two of iodine in just regular water, tap water. You can see it doesn't turn blue. It stays kind of golden yellow, okay? But if we take some iodine on some wonderful bread, you can see it will turn it blue. Okay, that's the chemical reaction. Now, if we take pure maltodextrin, for example, and put it in some water right here, okay, mix it up, put a couple drops of
iodine in it, you can see the color blue or purple. Okay, that's pure maltodextrin. All right, now let's take my electrolyte powder. Let's just see if it has any maltodextrin in there. Mix it here. Let's put a couple drops of iodine in there. No purple, no maltodextrin.
And I know this video was what not to consume, and I always like to balance it with what to consume. If you want to know the healthiest things to eat on planet Earth, watch this video right here.